It's a Friday in August, so that means another lurch in the presidential campaigns. And sure enough, today, Paul Manafort, chair of the Trump campaign, resigned. On Wednesday, Steve Bannon, executive chair of Breitbart News, was named chief executive of the campaign. And there was speculation then that Manafort was being pushed toward the exit. Meanwhile, Trump and his VP, Mike Pence, are in Louisiana today after those devastating floods in Baton Rouge. Democratic Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he welcomes the visit, but he also says he hopes it's not a photo op. President Obama and Secretary Clinton have yet to make a trip, and they've drawn some criticism for that. And with that, let's hear the jingle.
Here and now,
2016. Always so hopeful. Joining us for our weekly wrap-up on the 2016 election, Margaret Talov, senior White House correspondent at Bloomberg News. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. And you've been covering the Clinton campaign, so we'll hear from you. And Jesse Holland, race and ethnicity writer at the Associated Press. Hi, Jesse.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. And we want to start with Paul Manafort out after Steve Bannon was brought in. There had been criticisms of Manafort's ties with Russia. Steve Bannon considered even more of a pit bull than Manafort is. So, Jesse, start with you. What do you see in these changes?
Well, Paul Manafort almost didn't have a choice to leave the Trump campaign at this point. Some great work by some of my colleagues, Jeff Horwitz and Chad Day. AP ran a story yesterday showing Manafort had been behind a covert influence campaign in the United States for the Ukrainian then ruling party. And that brings up all types of questions that a presidential candidate doesn't want to deal with in the middle of a presidential campaign.
Yeah, we spoke about this on the air, and we wondered if there were going to be shoes to drop after this. What your AP investigation found is that there was a secret ledger, but also that was the New York Times reporting, but that money had been siphoned, and this is again according to AP, money had been siphoned to Paul Manafort to siphon it on to lobbyists in Washington.
Right. So, once again, regardless of how that shakes out, this is something that Donald Trump doesn't need right now. His campaign has been controversial enough on its own. The last thing you want is have your campaign manager being the headline of news stories. So it was just a matter of time before Paul Manafort had to go, and they decided to rip the Band-Aid off sooner than later.
Yeah.
Well, after all these shakeups, already we're hearing some changes in Trump's tone. Here he is last night at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, expressing some regret at some of the things he said in the past.
Sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that.
Now, Margaret, Kellyanne Conway, the new campaign manager, said that was all Donald Trump. But I mean, what do you think about her influence on this campaign going forward? Are we going to see more of this from Donald Trump?
I think that was all Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon. Look, I mean, here's the deal, right? Paul Manafort. Yeah. Does Paul Manafort, through his lobbying career and his ties to pro-Russian forces in Ukraine politics and business, was that always a liability for Donald Trump? Sure. Absolutely it was. But did Donald Trump do himself grievous damage right after that small bump out of the Republican convention by going after the Kahn family at the Democratic National Convention? And did his numbers then plummet? And did Hillary Clinton start leading every national poll since then? Has she been ahead since roughly July 23rd or something like that? Yes. So this is an effort to as much to take attention away from Paul Manafort, Russia and Ukraine, as much as that is in an effort to kind of stanch the bleeding that Donald Trump has brought upon himself and turned things around.
I want to ask you, though, I mean, because we want to get to Hillary Clinton and some news for her this week, but there might be some conflict coming in the Trump campaign again because, you know, we mentioned that Stephen Bannon, who's really on the top of the campaign, is a pit bull. Andrew Breitbart of Breitbart News was said to have admiringly called him the Leni Riefenstahl of the Tea Party movement. And this was a reference to Hitler's propaganda filmmaker. But then, surprise, we have this new Trump with this new tone that may be accredited to Kellyanne Conway, who was the pollster who was also brought in. Are we going to have two styles in conflict here, Jesse?
Well, here's the thing. This is a whiff of the pivot that the GOP has been waiting for Donald Trump to make since the Republican National Convention. During the primaries, Trump seemed willing to say anything at any time, regardless of how it affected anyone else. This is a hint of the candidate that the GOP wants him to be. Now, he's made these little overtures toward being what the GOP wants as his presidential candidate before, only to reverse his stance a day later or 2 days later and go back to his Trump being Trump movement. But the question is, will he be able to sustain this? Will he be baited 2 days from now from a tweet from someone else, or will he go off teleprompter again and say things that will bring more attention, sometimes negative attention, to his campaign?
Well, and Jesse, will he be able to do well with a group that he hasn't? He suddenly started speaking last night, making overtures to African American voters.
A group he does very poorly with, by the way.
Exactly. Here's the question that no one can answer quite yet. Is it too late? Now, you have all these statements he's made about Mexicans. You had all these statements he's made about women that have been out there for months now. Saying now that we're less than 3 months away from the election, I'm sorry, I offended you. Will that make a difference in the mind of some voters? It may for some, but it's really hard to see that making a huge difference between now and the election.
Let's talk about Hillary Clinton, because we want to make sure that we spend enough time on both candidates. The Clinton Foundation says that if Hillary Clinton wins, that Bill Clinton will resign from the board of the foundation and they'll stop accepting foreign donations. Some people, some Republicans especially, have called for shutting down the Clinton Foundation altogether if Hillary Clinton wins. What do you make of all this, Margaret?
I think if they would have done this 6 months ago or a year ago, it would have largely taken the issue off the table. And like is often the case in the Clinton campaign, she'll wait and wait and wait and wait and then wait and wait some more and then finally do something and get less bump out of it than she could have to begin with. But the Clintons recognize that, particularly with the staff shakeup on the Trump side, but even if it had just been Manafort staying on, the Clinton Foundation and the donations to it are going to increasingly, after Labor Day, become the subject of attack ads, attack lines in campaign speeches, rhetoric attempting to cast this air of either sort of corruption or double dealing or mixed influence between office and the foundation. And they're attempting to head that off at the pass without having to kind of tear apart his legacy entirely.
Well, Mario, what are you hearing from the campaign about the fact that the Trump campaign and actually Trump backers are actually just starting to spend some money on advertising? Stephen Bannon came with some big money backers, you know, who he's close with. Is that going to suddenly start having an impact? I'm seeing more anti-Clinton ads than I ever did before.
Well, you're starting to, but even so, the ad buys are behind, and some of them are interesting places, including traditional Republican places, rather than swing areas where you'd expect to see them competing. When you're looking at the ads that are up and running now, they tend to be ads that you might think would appeal to the base, and certainly not to the sort of a crossover segment of the election, talking about the dangers of illegal immigration across the Mexican border, this sort of thing. So, yes, you're starting to see ads, and a lot of what the Bannon and Conway era is supposed to usher in is more discipline, more structure, more battleground games. But, wow, it's like mid-August, right? Yeah. So, and back to Jesse's question of whether it's too late, I think it's going to play in the ad world, too. Will these ads begin to broaden so that they're appealing more to the center?
Well, let's hear a little bit from Clinton herself. She was in a number of places campaigning this week, reiterating her economic message about helping the middle class. Of course, she also took some digs at Donald Trump. Well, here she is in Cleveland on Wednesday.
For anyone waiting for Donald Trump to suddenly become more responsible, remember what a great American, Maya Angelou, said. When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
She's anticipating what he did 2 days later, change his tone.
Right. And Jesse, I want to ask you, I mean, as this tone shifts on Donald Trump's side of things, what will Clinton have to do to either make up or adjust on adjust herself?
Well, this is one of the interesting things that's going on, that Hillary Clinton hasn't had to do much. She's been able to sit back and watch Donald Trump dominate the news cycle in negative ways, that she hasn't had to go out and give press conferences. She hasn't had to do interviews with the media. So if Donald Trump is actually doing the pivot into becoming the Republican presidential nominee that they want out there, it'll be incumbent on Clinton to actually step up her efforts. Because keep in mind, neither one of them has a really great reputation around the entire country. She's been able to, frankly, coast since the Democratic National Convention because Trump and the escapades on the Republican side have dominated the news cycle. If he's going to actually tone down and read from the teleprompter and stay on script, it's now on Hillary Clinton to go back and again prove why she should be president instead of having to just say Donald Trump can't be president.
Jesse Holland from the Associated Press and Mark Attell of Bloomberg, senior White House correspondent. I know we say this just about every week, but people, the electorate is really just starting to pay attention. We've actually been saying that for months now, but we will all pay attention as we really head towards people coming out of summer and heading toward the election. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You.